Again, for today, we're on page 15, Simon Kuf Chav Ches, Lamed Vav. So last time, just to finish off one point, discussing if Chas V'Shalom, a Kohen, killed someone. So in Machlokes Mechaber and Ramo, whether that Kohen could from now on duchen. So someone raised a question about how about if someone was in an army and in the course of his duty he killed someone, and the person was a Kohen and he killed someone. So would that person be allowed, would that Kohen, after he finishes being in the army, would he be allowed to duchen? So Baruch Hashem found in Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Actually, it's all the way at the end of a different tshuva. Rav Moshe says in Igros Moshe, Chelek base of Yoredeya, Simon. This wasn't the right sermon. Simon Kuf Nun Ches. At the end, he's discussing something else. The discussion is someone was buried and they want to move the person. So at the end of that tshuva, the last paragraph of Moshe writes, "V'davar kohen shenilkach l'tzava'a be'eis ha'melchama ve'acharag nefashos b'melchama." It was a kohen who was taken into the army at the time of war, time of, I guess, World War II, and he killed people. So the Ramosha says, "Poshut shekasher lisa kapov." It's obvious that he's allowed to. And he brings down that it's brought down in the Pri Chadash that if someone was forced, and we touched upon this before, someone's forced to kill someone, he's allowed to kohen, he's allowed to duchen. And we also saw that really in that case, it's a case of Yaharek Val Yavor, if you recall the Mishnah Berurah discussed this, that really if someone tells someone else that they should kill someone, so the first person has to give up his life. So, but we saw the Mishnah Berurah said that in that case, even though the person violated the halacha, they shouldn't have killed the other person in order to save his own life, but still he'd be able to duchen. So Rav Moshe says, so for sure, in this case, Nevim Kain, Kol Shekain Shenil Kachla Melchama, Ve'adarabah Hayim Mechuyav Lelech L'Tzavah. There he kid in. It was obligated. He had to go. It wasn't that he had a choice. He had to go into the army. Kedin al-Machlus. V'lo asa shum iser. So he didn't do anything wrong. V'shoi v'gam mechuyav lisa es kapov. So Rav Moshe says, not only is he allowed to, but he's obligated. Remember, this kicks back to the beginning. All the way at the beginning, we saw that a kohen is obligated. Right? Three assays, one assay, whatever the case may be. If he has a situation where he could duchen, he's obligated to duchen. So Rav Moshe says, in this case, the guy comes back from war, even though he killed people, he'd be obligated. Hudavar pashut ubar. Rav Moshe says it's pashut ubar. It's clear. It's obvious and it's clear. Now, just to clarify one other thing, I also found discussed about, we're also discussing like Chas V'Shalom, a Kohen killed someone in a car accident. Chas V'Shalom. So what would be the halacha there? So again, according to the Rama, it was b'shogeg, and hopefully he did tshuva, so he allowed to duchen. The question is according to the Machaber. So it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuva a number of sources that the Kohen would be allowed to duchen because it was more than an accident. You know, nobody wants. But the question is, what happens if the guy was reckless? How about if the guy was reckless? He ran a red light. He was driving recklessly. So then what would be the halacha? So then in that case, he actually brings down that in that case, if it was deemed that the Kohen was reckless, so then the Kohen shouldn't duchen because he killed someone. Okay, let's just do Lamed Vav very quickly, at least part of it. Lamed Vav, the Mechaber says as follows, Mal Tinok Umeis. Chas V'Shalom, the Kohen did a bris milah on a child and the child died. No, says Kapov, he could still duchen. Next page, and people are talking that, you know, he's a murderer, you know. So then, so since it's not clear, so then he's allowed to duchen. Now, like I said before, we're running out of time here, but We'll see the Chofetz Chaim in the Mishnah is going to split the cases between these two cases. But again, we'll have to see a little more about that Meretz Hashem tomorrow when we're not in such a hurry. I'd also like to thank Rabbi Prangler for doing his wonderful job of subbing for me on the kafia yesterday. Yashkov, appreciate it very, very much.
Okay.